Davening begins with an introductory tefillah. We say, Atahu, Atchala Nivra Ha'olam, V'Atahu, Misha Nivra Ha'olam. You're the one before the world was created, and you're the one once the world was created. Now, if we stop to think about it, this is a very cryptic sentence. What exactly are we trying to say? Hashem created the world, so by definition, he was here before the world was created. So why don't we say simply, Ata Barasa Es Ha'olam, you created the world. Like we say in Elokai Neshama, Ata Barasa Ata Yitzarta. What exactly are we saying here? So clearly we're drawing a correlation between the situation before the world was created and the situation after the world was created. What's the connection? Chazal are teaching us a new way to look at the world. When we look at the world, we see all kinds of creations. There are four categories. There's Daimem, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber, inanimate things, growing things, living things, intelligent people. When we look and see these things, we should look at them through the lens of Ad Shela Nivra Ha'olam, before the world was created. This would give us a glimpse into the real internal reality of all things. What's this perception? Instead of looking at all the things around us and giving them and attributing to them their own reality, their own existence, we need to look at them as Atchala Nivra Ha'olam, which means Hashem and Hashem alone, as it was before the world was created. The world, after it was created, is merely a mask clothing Hashem's presence. Every single thing really is reflecting Elikus, godliness. If we look at everything with the lens of Ad Shela Nivra Ha'olam, then we don't see a rock, we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see a tree, we see a revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence through his creation, disguised in a tree. If we become accustomed to looking at things this way, when someone does something to us, we don't see the person. We see Hashem. We aren't concerned with the clothing, rather with the one clothed. This kind of living is vastly different. It's a living where every single thing in the world has deep internal importance and meaning. It's a life of pnimius. There's absolutely nothing in this world that we can do or work with that isn't directly interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we internalize this, then we're only dealing with Hashem every second of the day. This is what is meant when Chazal tell us that in Megillas Esther, every HaMelech refers to Hashem. And for example, when Esther said, Yavoi HaMelech v'Haman Hayoim, right? The king and Haman should come today to a party. Chazal says she was referring to Malkei Shel Olam, the king of the world, to Hashem, ruler of the world, because Esther lived her life this way. She saw and interacted solely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything she did. When she invited Achashverosh, in truth, she was inviting Hashem to preside over this party. If we look at the various creations of the world and perceive them as independent entities, not as reflections of Hashem's presence, we are actually diminishing their worth. Everything in this world is valued and measured by how much it represents Hashem's presence, how much Elokus it reflects. All other kinds of value systems are false, and they're rooted in Gashmias. When we achieve this kind of perception, the world ceases to be a mechitza, which is a dividing wall in between us and Hashem, and we can achieve Dveikus, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, utilizing everything around us. And once this is the case, we don't look at anything or anyone as the ones responsible for what happens to us, and we will not become frustrated with them, because they don't play a role. This is the ultimate level of Hashem Echad, recognizing the oneness of Hashem in the world. We're, Klal Yisrael is referred to as Yechida L'Yachadach. We are the ones. We are the only ones who can achieve this connection with Hashem by truly finding the Achdus of Hashem in all of creation. Have a wonderful Shabbos.